This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We talked about bluegill or panfish a bit last week, and we're going to talk about them again a little later in this program. In fact, right now is the time to head out and catch some panfish. And we're also going to be talking about several items of interest to sportsmen here in the WSMI listening area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, indeed, panfishing is the key, and we'll be talking about that during the second half of our program. But first, if you're a bow fisherman, there's a festival set for May 19th, the Illinois Bow Fishing Festival and Conservation Shoot at the Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area Boat Ramp Access Area is scheduled for May 19th. The all-day festival will feature bow fishing instruction and ranges, fishing instruction for kids with supervised rod and reel opportunities, and fishing and cleaning and cooking demonstrations with free samples of delicious fish and activities for children and families. The Conservation Shoot Bow Fishing Tournament, coordinated by the Bow Fishing Association of Illinois, will target big head carp, silver carp, grass carp, and common carp. Bow fishing enthusiasts can register for the tournament by email at bowfishing@yahoo.com. That's B-A-I, bowfishing@yahoo.com. Festival hours are 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with free admission and free parking. And the Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area is located just off 55, approximately 8 miles south of I-80 at the I-55 Wilmington exit at number 241. That's exit 241. And there's a fishing fair planned. Don't forget it. It's coming up very soon at Pierre Marquette State Park. Plan your calendar, mark your calendars, and join the fun at the annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton on Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a totally free event and features fun for children and families. For details, you can call the Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323, or you can also look on the internet for Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, and you'll see a nice little flyer about it. And free fishing days are scheduled as well. Illinois free fishing days are scheduled for June 15th through the 18th this year. For information on fishing in Illinois, see the website at www.ifishillinois.org, and you can learn all about fishing. And keep in mind that National Safe Boating Week is approaching very quickly. Life jackets save lives, they say, and Illinois law requires life jackets, life vests, personal flotation devices, or PFDs be available for each person on board a boat or other watercraft. State law also requires that anyone under the age of 13 must wear a life jacket while aboard any watercraft under 26 feet in length. At all times, the boat is underway, unless they're below the deck, are enclosed in an enclosed cabin, or operating on private property. Illinois law also requires persons under any age to wear a PFD while operating a personal watercraft. For more information, you can check out the National Safe Boating Council's Wear It campaign website at www.safeboatingcampaign.com. That's www.safeboatingcampaign.com. And if you're interested in doing something a little fun, maybe fly a kite day might be up your key. Lord, join the fun and afternoon of kite flying on the grounds of the Dixon Mounds Museum near Lewistown. The free family event is May 19th from 1 to 4 p.m., and there will be expert instruction on kite flying, plus a live music performance by the Big Trotters, or Bug Trotters. Let's get that right. And for more information, you can call them at 309-547-3721. That's 309-547-3721. Okay, we're back, and as we promised, we're going to talk a little bit about bluegill. In fact, there are few, if any, freshwater species as tasty as the flaky white flesh of the panfish. Best of all, panfish are easy to catch and require no real special angling skills, and I'll readily admit to having a special attraction to fried panfish fillets. Like many lakes and ponds throughout the state, our local waters have been slow to warm this year. Though several weeks later than normal, water temperatures have now reached the point where panfish will soon seek out spawning sites, and this warming trend has brought about long-anticipated panfish bites. Lots of area anglers have been taking advantage of this area excellent action for as much as a week. And depending upon the lake or pond they're visiting, their catches included bragging-sized bluegill, plenty of crappie, and even some bass and catfish. The bluegill and red ear bite has been red hot all week, one guy said. Though there are species providing action, I'm currently concentrating my attention on these panfish, and I can understand why. And this excellent fishing action has been isolated experience. Most every angler testing the smaller ponds and lakes are experiencing similar success. When it comes to panfish action, anglers in this part of the state are fortunate. Virtually every pond, lake, river, and stream throughout the area harbors a bountiful supply of this prolific species. And landing a bucket full of bragging-sized panfish usually requires little more than a trip to your favorite local fishing hole, locating a likely-looking spot and presenting one of a variety of popular baits. Well, it's a rare day indeed when a few of these fish can't be enticed by a piece of worm or a tiny artificial lure. The voracious panfish are almost always willing to help in your efforts to bring home enough tasty fillets to feed the entire family. Now, I talked to these guys, and they said they've been using red wigglers for bait. Some of them even use pieces of nightcrawlers or garden worms when many of the bait suppliers run out of red worms. They say the fish are quite hungry and not picky about their choice in groceries. Most panfish anglers concentrate their fishing efforts to the months during and following the spawn. During these times, panfish can be caught quite easily in large numbers. But pre-spawn panfish are no different. Using the right techniques, tackle, and baits, it is fairly simple to land a stringer full of quality fish, and that's exactly what is happening at this time. Unlike other game fish species, these little scrappers seldom venture far from the spring and summer haunts. A brief understanding of their simple habits could be the key to early season angling success. And to the delight of anglers, panfish tend to be a social lot. They're found in groups of 20 or more fish, and depending on the clarity and the depth of the particular fishing hole, panfish are almost always found in relatively shallow water. During the spawn, they can be located near clusters of nests in 1 to 6 feet of water. Spawning activity typically peaks during the May and early June months and continues to a lesser degree during the summer months. Though panfish and bluegill and red ear prefer to nest on a harder bottom of gravel, they will use one of mud, silt, or sand. And when not nesting, like now, panfish are being found in deeper water adjacent to or very near the traditional nesting areas. During the morning and evening hours, they will move to the shallows to feed on insects, small fish, or other aquatic organisms. And though the assortment of foods is less varied during the pre-spawn months, the same holds generally true. Areas near boat docks or fallen trees are terrific midday spots to search for pre-spawn panfish. And shallow water areas, especially those containing aquatic vegetation, are best during the morning and evening hours. And when it comes to baits, almost every panfish angler I know has a particular preference. Some anglers like to keep things simple with a piece of garden worm or nightcrawler. However, crickets, mealworms, waxworms, and a small piece of shrimp can be effective panfish baits. Many anglers also enjoy success tempting early season panfish to the hook with a variety of small artificial baits, tiny jigs ranging in size from 1/32nd to 1/16th ounce. Also yield good catches of panfish each spring. But no matter what type of tackle you use, fly fishing, or even a simple cane pole, the secret to panfishing success is to scale down everything a size or two. Light lines, small hooks, and tiny bobbers are standard tools among experienced anglers. So if you're looking for a good catch of quality fish that's good to eat, panfishing is hot right now. This is the time to head out there. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.